Ballots were sent last month to 27 property owners who are considered benefited receptors, asking those who would be impacted by the highway noise if they wanted a berm wall installed along I-80 near Jeremy Ranch. The organization Citizens Against the Wall disputes the justification UDOT is using to move ahead with the project. Tom Farkas represents Citizens Against the Wall. He says his group is frustrated with UDOT because they're not adhering to their own criteria for balloting or building the noise barrier.
And the results of their balloting showed that those people that were allowed to vote support having the noise barrier. But I think it's unfortunate that UDOT has misled the people that got to vote, because UDOT asked the people to vote on whether they wanted a berm wall combination. And according to UDOT's own noise policy, a berm wall is not permitted.
Farkas says UDOT's internal criteria only allows for building a wall, not a wall berm combination. Originally, UDOT proposed a noise wall, but Farkas said it was too expensive and didn't meet the cost guidelines.
Somehow UDOT is really not paying attention, because if somebody said, look at something other than a wall, they didn't even look at their own policy to say that the only thing that they're permitted to do in the state of Utah is a wall.
Farkas says UDOT didn't follow their own policy for who was allowed to vote for the wall.
So there are 10 residences on Viewpoint Drive that fit that category, and none of those people got ballots.
Citizens Against the Wall members and UDOT have a meeting scheduled for January 24th. Farkas is uncertain who from UDOT will attend.
I was thinking of an analogy, and it seems like UDOT may think, you know, they're too big to fail. They're too big to be wrong. But unfortunately, it seems like one hand doesn't know what the other hand is doing. And every time they propose something different, there's something in their noise policy that says, no, 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 you can't do that. And I think UDOT has just tried to decide that they're going to bully their way through this. They say they adhere to their policy. They have never actually demonstrated to us how they are doing that. They've never demonstrated to us how what we're saying is incorrect. So I think it's time that we call them out on it. We're going to try to do that at the meeting that we have scheduled with them.
Farkas says his group has requested documents, but they're frustrated with UDOT's communication.
UDOT has made it very difficult for us to continue communication. We were not notified of the results of the balloting. We had to kind of find out about that through a secondhand measure. And they are trying to tell us that any information that we want, we need to file a GRAMA request. And we have done that. And we filed the last GRAMA request on October 31st, asked for a number of items, and have not received hardly any of them.
UDOT's public information officer, John Gleason, isn't sure how the engineering experts they hired have specifically addressed CATW's policy disputes. He says the experts have made their recommendations.
Yeah, there's a process that we follow. We had two independent experts, or I should say expert firms, that looked at it and verified that we had to ballot these folks, as you know, to follow the law. We balloted 27 different residents that would directly benefit from noise abatement. An overwhelming majority of the responses came back in favor of building the wall.
Gleason says UDOT has communicated with CATW from the beginning, and he wasn't aware of the GRAMA requests submitted by CATW in October. For information on the project, go to udot.utah.gov/renovate, I-80/project. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.